You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. And we are celebrating because God is on the throne. Hallelujah. The only living God who sits high and looks low. Hallelujah. And he is able. And that is why we are rejoicing, because he is able. He is able in the thickest of the thick. He is able in the darkest of the dark. He is able in the lonely of the loneliest. He is able in the cold of the coldest. He is able in the hurt of the hurting. He is able in the frustrated of the frustrated. He is able in the aching of the aching. He is able in the waiting of the waiting. He is able. Hallelujah, Resaya. In the hoping of the hoping, he is able. In the faithing of the faithing, he is able. In the mercy of the merciful, he is able. In the hopeless of the hopelessness, he is able. In the why of the wise, he is able. In the joy of the joys, he is able. Hallelujah. In the stress of the stresses, he is able. In the worry of the worries, he is able. In the no ways of the no ways, he is able. In the wilderness, he is able. In the valley, he is able. In the famine, he is able. In the feasting, he is able. Hallelujah. In the healthy of the healthiest, he is able. Hallelujah. In the sick of the sickest, he is able. In the tired of the tiredest, he is able. Resayandora bokotia, he is able. Hallelujah. He is the abler of the ablest. Amen. I don't even know if that makes sense, but it does today. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I hear you, Holy Spirit. In the disabled place, he is the ability. He is able. Hallelujah. In the unknown of the unknowns, he is able. In the lost of the lost, he is able. In the confused of the confused, he is able. In the needing of clarity for the clarity, he is able. And this is why, hallelujah, we look to you, God, and we celebrate you, Father God, in the heavy of the heaviest. He is able. In the burdens of the burdens, he is able. In the overwhelmed of the overwhelmed, he is able. In the light in the east, he is able. In the drowning of the drowning, he is able. In the wondering of the wondering, he is able. In the messy of the messy, he is able. Hallelujah. Resa yarabo kotia. In dealing with the sneaky of the sneaky, he is able. Dealing with the lying of the liars, he is able. He is able to avenge. He is able to defend. He is able. Hallelujah. Resa tabogodia. He is able to conquer. Hallelujah. That which we can't conquer, that which we call insurmountable. Oh, he is able. He is able. He is able to carry us through. He is able, hallelujah, resoto yokoroya, to uphold us. He is able to keep us. He is able to make a way out of no way. He is able to give us a peace that makes no sense. He is able to give us a joy that causes us to rise up in his strength. He is able. He is our strength, and he is our strength. He is our strength in the weak places. In our weak places, he is able. He is. He is the one that says we are able when we don't say it. He is the one that's saying we can when we're not saying it and we're not thinking it and we're not believing it. He is the one who is able to say that this promise is coming to pass, even if you're staring at the grave, even if you're staring at a pit, even if you're staring, hallelujah, at the opposite of the thing. He is able. Hallelujah. Resangandia. And so we celebrate on this day, the one who is able, the one who is able to lift us up out of the mourning place, who meets us in the mourning place. He is able to step into that grieving place. He is able to step in and minister to us in that hurting place. He is able to step in, hallelujah, and speak truth in life in that insecure place, in that inadequate place. El God, he is able. Jesus, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Yes, he is able. He is able. That's what the word says in Ephesians 3:20, that he is able. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Yes, the power, that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is working in us. Hallelujah. So as we even come into time of prayer, as we give thanks, hallelujah, as we worship, as we praise, as we set ourselves and posture ourselves before him, as we present ourselves a living sacrifice unto him, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, we are working that power, stirring that power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just even right now reminded there's a story in the book of John, the Gospel of John, verse 5, where the angels, where the man was laid at the pool of Bethesda 38 years, and the angels will come down and trouble the water, but he wasn't able to get to the water quick enough to receive his blessing, to receive his miracle. Oh, on this day, Yerabosia, what we're doing, and in this hour, and in this season, and what we've been, some of us been doing, and what we're continuing in the continual of stirring that power, that working in us, that we will receive our blessing, come into our blessing, come into our miracle, come into that thing that we've been asking, come into that thing that we've been thinking, that we've been hoping, that we've been praying, hallelujah, that even we've been praying, then stop praying, thinking, then stop thinking. But God has not forgotten. Yes, God. Oh, my God, he is able. Somebody say he is able. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all where we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So God, may you be glorified in this day. And as we come to the throne of grace, exalting your name, hallelujah, and humbling ourselves before you and posturing ourselves at your feet. Yes, we're falling at your feet, seeking your face, inquiring of you, O God. And I thank you, O God, that you are able. You are able, hallelujah. You are able to tend to that health issue. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. You are able to heal. You are the cure in the place of incurable. You are the cure, hallelujah, in the answer, in the place of resa tabasaya, the terminal. God, you are able, and we're going to choose to believe you. Oh, we're going to choose to keep running to you, because you are able. You are able to encourage us. You are able to strengthen us. You are able to blow your breath of life in our direction and give us a little bit more to traverse the day, to endure the trial. You are able. You are able, God. You are able to speak to us and we hear you clearly and know the direction that we are to go in. You are able. You are able to move the mountains. You are able to split the seas. You are able to do the impossible. And I don't know, but I believe that the Holy Spirit wanted to remind us, refresh us, and keep it at the forefront of our mind. Hallelujah. That it'll be our way of thinking. And yes, and it'll be our way of asking. And it will be our way of speaking. And it will be the way of our faithing that he is able. So I'm asking from the place of you being able, oh God, and not to my inability. I'm asking from a place of your abounding. There's no limits in you, oh God, and with you. And not from the place of my limitations, our limitations. We're asking, oh God, from the place of your riches and not from the place of our lack. We're asking, oh God, from your well of healing, your reservoir of healing, your grace of healing, and not from the place, hallelujah, of our hurting, not from the place of our affliction, not from the place of our pain, not from the place of this diagnosis, not from the place of this disease, but we're asking from the place, hallelujah, that your word speaks to us, a promise that by your stripes, we are healed. We're asking, oh God, from the place of your joy and not from the place of our sadness. We're asking, oh God, from the ability, and from the place of your omniscience, hallelujah. Yes, God, we're asking from a place of your unlimited power, you being the power of powers, you being the Lord of lords, you being the great I am, you being the one who set the captives free, you being the one to cause the blind to see, you being the one to cause the deaf to hear. Oh God, we're asking you, Jesus, Resaya. We're calling to you, God. We, Resaya, are pressing in closer to you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are able to do a suddenly that completely changes the trajectory of our life and of our path. You are able. You are able to heal from that trauma. You are able, oh God. You are able, hallelujah, Rasataya, to move on us in such a way that we let go of the things that we've been holding on to that's weighing us down, beating us up. Ayetokoroya. Resaya, causing us to worry and doubt. Oh, and be in a place of unbelief. You are able to free us from the shackles of our past. You are able to set us free, oh God, from them invisible prison walls, the invisible cell that we find ourselves in. Oh God, you are able. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh. And not only are you able, but you're able to do it exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Ah, Jesus. We can't even imagine. We can't even imagine what you're able to do. We can't even imagine how you're going to do it. We can't even imagine ourselves once you are finished. Hallelujah. With us on your potter's wheel. Once you are finished breathing your breath of life, your ruha breath, resuscitating. You are able. You are able to raise the dead. You are able. This is the truth. You are able. You are able to take our nothing, to take our little, and make something, spectacular. You are able to take that little and breathe on it and multiply it. You are able to take, us in our from the barren place to being fruitful and multiplying. You are able, oh God, and as surely as you are able, I know, God, that you are doing. You are able to open doors where there were no doors. Ah, you are able, hallelujah, karabasaya, to take us from the last, hallelujah, to the first, from the tail to the head, from beneath to setting us above. You are able to advance us and promote us and speak on our behalf, oh God, to strangers and people that never even met us. You are able to take an enemy and cause them to be a footstool and be the place of our even promotion and exaltation. Oh God, you are able. You are able to take and set us at a table that you have prepared for us in the presence of our enemies. You are able, God. You are able. You are able. You are able to lead us through this valley of shadow of death. Oh, God, you are able. You are able. And I thank you, God, that as you are able, you are doing. Yes, God, you are able to help us, oh God, that we don't even see ourselves having to fight this battle. Oh God, you are able to fight on our behalf. Oh God, by your miracle signs and wonders. Oh God, by your supernatural powers. God, Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, first and last, you are able. You are able to deliver us from the headaches. You are able to deliver us from the migraines. You are able. You are able. Hallelujah. To heal the infections. You are able to heal in our place of cancer. You are able, God. We're looking at you. We're looking at you. You are our prognosis. You are our diagnosis. What you say, hallelujah, you are able to dissolve the tumors. You are able, oh God, to heal and deliver in the most grievous place. You are able to call us out of the grave place. Oh, come out. Say your name and say, come out. Just like in scripture, Jesus says, Lazarus, come out. You are able to free us from the bondage. Yes, God, like you, Cayero Bosoya, told the people to loose him and let him go. Lazarus out of the grave clothes. God, where we're walking around with grave clothes. Yes, God. Yes, God. Where our minds are bound by grave things, dead things, old things, yesterday things, remembering on the former things that's keeping us stuck in things and arrested in our development in things, or arrested in our development and maturation with you. God, set us free, Lord. Set us free. Pour out a fresh anointing where we're stuck in a place of unforgiveness and thus creating bitterness and thus creating anger and thus creating a hard heart. Set us free, God, creating us a clean heart and renew, oh God, a right spirit, oh God. Lead us and guide us through, oh God. Thank you, oh God. You are able. That is the word for today, for this. He is able. He is able. I stare at a hard place. He is able. Come on, hallelujah. He told Moses to speak, to first strike the rock when his people, the children of Israel, when they needed water and was crying out for water and grumbling for water. In the first instance, we see in that hard place, dealing with the hard thing, he just said, tap the rock, strike the rock, and then water came out. That isn't impossible, okay? So our hard situations, Lord, speak to us the instruction. You are able to do a supernatural. When is the last time we heard of water coming out of a rock? Oh, Jesus, how he is going to provide, we do not know. It's an exceedingly abundantly. Where is going to come from? And how is going to come, and how is he going to do it? Oh, Jesus, how are you going to cause this thing to come to pass? Oh, resaya ko'otia. I don't know, but you are able. It's a supernatural. It's an unexpected. I never even thought for it to be. I didn't even, when I was asking, I didn't even think or conceive it could happen in such a way. God, you are able. God, you are able. Lord, you are able. You are able in our hard situation, in our stuck situation. Oh, Jesus, you are able. You are able to make that way. Oh, Lord, thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. You are able. You are able to give us a peace that causes us to sleep in the even in the midst of the storm. Yes, as I'm being reminded of Jesus who's sleeping on the boat. Hallelujah. Someone of the boat was troubled by the troubles. Hallelujah. And there was one on the boat that was unfazed. Hallelujah. Because he knew his God is able. Oh, my God is able to rebuke this storm. My God is able to issue a rebuke and settle all of this in my favor. My God is able to cause all things to work together for my good. Hallelujah. Our God is able. Hallelujah. Lord God, let our eyes be stayed on you. Lord God, let our hearts be stayed on you. Lord God, let our minds be stayed on you. You are able. You are able, God. You are able, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you for the anointing, even on this hour of prayer, that as we come into this place, the anointing is being poured out on us. That's destroying yokes and lifting burdens. An anointing that you anoint our heads with oil. Hallelujah. And our cup is running over. Oh, fill up our internal cup that it runneth over. Fill up our spiritual cup that it runneth over. Fill up our mental cup with your truth and with your words of life that it runneth over. Fill up our emotional cup that it runneth over. Fill up, oh God, resaya kati arabasia, our physical cup that it runneth over. Fill up our financial cup that it runneth over, that we lack no thing. Hallelujah. That no good thing will you withhold from us, oh God. That you have not seen, Resaya, the psalmist said, I was young and old, and never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. God, I thank you that you're turning our begging into a blessed place. God, I thank you that you're turning our asking place into an answer. Place. God, we thank you that you're taking our petition place, Rebosaya, to a praise place. God, we thank you. We thank you that you're taking our wondering place, wondering when, wondering how, wondering in the wait, in doing a wonder. God, oh, we thank you. God, oh, we thank you. God, oh, we thank you. Ah, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, mighty God, who is able. Yes, Lord. You are able. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are able. Thank you, great I am. You are able. Thank you, Yahshua, Yahamashiach. You are able. You are able. You are able. You are able. He is able. He is able. I feel like some of us need to just have that on replay in our minds. We need to have that on replay in our hearts. We need to have that on replay in our souls. He is able. Oh, Lord, you are able to restore our souls, preserve our souls, preserve us, preserve our giftings and talents as we step out and obey you. Preserve. You are our preservative. You are able. You are able to preserve my joy, preserve my peace, preserve me. Hallelujah. Resa kandaraya, that the famine cannot overtake and corrupt me. The famine that we may be facing, oh, you are able. You are able to keep us from the famine overtaking us. Yes, here we go. I am reminded, hallelujah, of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. We also know them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they entered into the fiery furnace, and God, who is able, was with them. Hallelujah. And the fire did not destroy them. They didn't even come out smelling like fire. There wasn't a hair singed, a clothes singed by the fire. Oh, yes. Thank you, God, that the famine, we won't come out smelling like famine. Oh, we won't come out smelling like wilderness. We won't come out smelling like this fight that we've been in. Oh, we're coming out better. We're coming out pure gold. We're coming out refined. We're coming out stronger. We're coming out healthier. We're coming out with a stronger faith. We're coming out knowing even more who our God is. We're coming out, Resa Kandaraya. We're coming out with beauty and not ashes. We're coming out with oil of joy. Jesus. Yes, God. I just was quickly went to Moses, who spent time on the mount with God, and he came out with his face shown. It was evident that he was with God. Oh, let it be evident, God, that we was with you. Let it be evident that we was with you. Let it be evident that you are on the inside of us. That power is working on the inside of us. Let it be evident. Let it be evident in a sweet smelling savor. Let it be evident just even in the simpleness of a smile when we smile. Let it be evident when we open our mouth. Let it be evident, for you are lifting your countenance towards us. Lift our countenance, God. Let it be evident. Hallelujah. That we've just encountered you. Let it be in evidence, oh God, that we are in your bosom. Let it be evident, oh God, that we are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Let it be evident, God. Let it be evident from our perspective. Let it be evident in our way of thinking. Let it be evident, hallelujah, Rokundia, in our approach. Let it be evident in our response. Yes, God. Let it be evident. May we conform into having the response of Jesus. Jesus' response was always different than the people that he was around. Oh Lord, in the midst of weeping, he was ministering. He was hopeful. Mm-hmm. And he knew what his father was able to do. Whoo, Lord. Hallelujah. Let it be evident, God, that you are able. Yes, Jesus. Fill us up, Holy Spirit, till we overflow. We want to run over. Fill us up till we overflow. We want to run over. We want to run over. Fill us up with peace, oh God, till we overflow. We want to run over. We want to run over. Fill us up with love, God, until we overflow. We want to run over. We want to run over. Fill us up with hope, God, until we overflow. We want to run over. We want to run over. Fill us up with joy, God, until we overflow. We want to run over. We want to run over. Fill us up with wisdom, God, until we overflow. We want to run over. We want to run over. Fill us up with faithfulness, oh God, till we overflow. We want to run over. We want to run over. Fill us up with your word, God, until we overflow. We want to run over. Fill us up till we overflow. We want to run over. We want to run over. Fill us up, Heavenly Father. Fill us up with you. Wherever we're depleted, fill us up. Wherever we're lacking, fill us up. Wherever there's a shortage, fill us up. Fill us up, God. Fill us up. Fill us up, O God. Wherever there is need, fill us up with the supply according to your riches and glory. Fill us up. Wherever there is anxiousness, O God, fill us up with your goodness, with your joy, with your peace. Fill us up, God. Fill us up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Rebo kurosandaraya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rebo kurosandaraya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Rebo kuro sandaraya. Hallelujah, Rebo Kuro Sandaraya, Rubo Sandara Basaya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you. Rabukuru sandara bakara sandara bos reba sandara bayanda. Yes, Lord. We bless your name and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You are able. Amen. You are able. You are able. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. May your hand rest on everyone under the sound of my voice. May you send your angels to minister to us. May you cover us with your blood and keep us in your bosom. Lead us, O God, a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. May we stay forever at your feet and declare you are able. In Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Ya berekeka Adonai vishmerecha, Ya Adonai panavalacha vikoneka, Yisa Adonai panavalacha veyasem lacha shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika. Only on LA Talk Radio.